KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Sunday of 25-year-old Jesse Kevin Meyer from Lewis. Meyer was taken into custody on a charge of OWI second offense and was being held in the Cass County Jail on $2,500 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
No injuries were reported following a collision Saturday morning in Messina between a pickup truck and a car. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday that the accident happened at around 8:20 a.m. Saturday at Main and 5th Streets in Messina. A 2006 Ford F-350 pickup owned and driven by 38-year-old Tammy Jill Schultz of Elkhorn was backing southbound on Main Street when her vehicle was hit by a 2009 Ford Taurus, owned and driven by 68-year-old Nancy K. Erickson of Messina. The accident happened as Erickson was attempting a right turn onto Main Street and failed to see Schultz backing up. Damage amounted to $3,500. There were no citations issued. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Department yesterday issued a press release asking for your help in catching the person or persons responsible for the theft and use of two vehicles and damage to nine other vehicles. The incidents occurred within the Guthrie Center city limits early Saturday morning. Two vehicles, which were taken without the owner's consent, were later located, and officials say most of the property taken from the other vehicles was also later recovered. No arrests have been made. If you have any information about those crimes, contact the Guthrie Center Police Department. The Page County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that an adult was arrested Sunday evening for allegedly assaulting a person under the age of 18. 40-year-old Stephen Dean Lundvall of College Springs was charged with simple assault after deputies investigated a disturbance at 712 Iowa Avenue in College Springs. The name of the victim was not released. Lundvall posted a $300 bond and was released pending a court appearance. The Sheriff's Department said also that Saturday evening, a Clarinda man, 27-year-old Chris Dean Johnson, was arrested and charged with driving under suspension following a traffic stop on Highway 2 just before 7 p.m. Johnson was brought to the Page County Jail and later posted a $300 bond. He was released pending a court appearance. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report the arrest on Friday of 22-year-old Shane Michael Murley of Red Oak. Murley was taken into custody at around 1 p.m. at the Mills County Jail on a warrant for a probation violation. His bond was set at $10,000. And on Saturday, 25-year-old Sean Joseph Adams of Grand Fork, North Dakota, was arrested at around 11 a.m. at a rest area off of I-29. Adams was charged with public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports that thanks to donations from local citizens and businesses, over $10,000 was spent this past Christmas through two programs designed to serve families and children in need. Green said the donations enabled the police department's annual programs to serve more than 45 children and 14 adults. Those persons were able to have a Christmas that was otherwise not going to happen. The APD's officers and reserve officers offer their thanks and blessings on everyone who made contributions to their Christmas programs, regardless of the amount you contributed. The Christmas programs have been offered for many years here in Atlantic and evolved from just a few reserve officers repairing bicycles for children during the 1980s. Chief Green says that both of the department's programs are sustained through the generosity of the citizens of Atlantic, the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, and through local business partners. The Audubon Chamber of Commerce and Audubon County Economic Development Groups held their joint banquet and recognition program Saturday evening in Audubon. And during the event, which was held at the St. Patrick Parish Center, the gavel was passed from Chamber President Kerry Hansen to former Vice President and current President-elect Trish Nielsen. And new directors were named for 2013. They include Dr. Tom Hansen, Tracy Armentrout, Shelby Jensen, and Val Chambers. During the awards and recognition portion of the evening, the Citizen of the Year Award went to Patricia Pat Curtis, who returned to Audubon after a long career of teaching and has been a business owner in Audubon since 1991. Curtis was lauded for her efforts at writing and co-writing lucrative grants for the City Park Stage, Albert the Bull, Trees Forever, and many more projects. She's been described by many as the ambassador of Audubon. Audubon's Junior Citizen of the Year Award was presented to Andrew Hoffman, a senior at the Audubon High School. Andrew was said to be an outstanding student and student leader, very active in his community, sports, and academic activities. In addition, the Audubon Community School District received the 2012 Community Appreciation Award Saturday for being recognized as one of the top small employers in Iowa by the Des Moines Register. And the ACED, which is the Audubon County Economic Development Group, also recognized numerous businesses in the county during that Saturday evening event. The Missouri River has received a special blessing from an Iowa church that hopes the ceremony will make the river holy and reduce flooding and drought. The Sioux City Journal reports Father Lucas Rice led a group of congregants from St. Thomas Orthodox Church in Sioux City in a ceremony on Sunday. In 2012, communities all along the river in Iowa and Nebraska experienced severe drought. The year before, flooding along the Missouri caused widespread damage. Rice said he hopes the blessing will make the river healthy. A ceremony held at the foot of a boat ramp is also part of the Orthodox tradition of celebrating Jesus Christ's baptism. But Sunday's ceremony marked the first time the Sioux City Church, that was formed in 1916, had actually blessed the Missouri River. Elsewhere in state news this morning, a spokeswoman for Senate Republicans said she had no idea what motivated a hacker to hit a website used by the state GOP caucus. Kirsten Anderson said the attack was discovered Monday morning and says efforts are underway to fix the problem. The attack replaced the normal page with a site featuring a picture of a young woman in a white lab coat and the words, "Ayumi, there is only one reason for loving you." The party's site typically features information about GOP state senators. It's paid for through private money and is not part of the state system. One of three Iowa unions representing state workers has reached a tentative deal on a two-year bargaining agreement. A leader for the State Police Officers Council confirmed on Monday that workers have reached an agreement with state negotiators. Iowa State Trooper Mark Bolin declined to discuss details about the deal. State officials are in the middle of negotiations with SPOC and two other unions, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, and the Iowa United Professionals. State officials last fall proposed freezing wages and increasing health insurance costs. SPOC instead requested a 4% salary increase. Roughly 600 SPOC members are scheduled to hold ratification votes today and tomorrow. A new contract would run from July through the end of June of 2015. And the Iowa Finance Authority is offering a new tax credit for homeowners who fall under the limits of annual income and the purchase price of their home. Iowa Finance Authority Director Dave Jamison says it's a credit linked to the mortgage interest that new homeowners are paying.
Yet another way that Iowans who meet our program guidelines can experience the many benefits of home ownership.
Jamison's agency was created in 1977 to help provide down payment assistance to first-time home buyers. With today's incredibly low interest rates, however, there's been less demand for the assistance. Jamison used untapped Iowa Finance Authority funds to create the mortgage credit certificates.
This program will allow eligible Iowans to purchase a home and reduce their federal income tax liability by up to $2,000 per year for the life of the mortgage. Through the program, 50% of the eligible homeowner's mortgage interest becomes a tax credit that can be deducted dollar for dollar from federal income tax liability. This program will allow Iowa families to keep more of their hard-earned income, and that income will stay right here in the Iowa economy.
Eligibility guidelines are different for each Iowa county. In the state's largest county, Polk County, a couple with an annual income of up to $75,000 could qualify for the credit on a home that was purchased for $250,000 or less. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, today is the two-year anniversary of the Tucson, Arizona shooting that killed six people and left former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords critically wounded. Giffords and her husband have launched an initiative aimed at curbing gun violence. They say their Americans for Responsible Solutions initiative would help to raise money to support greater gun control efforts. The White House will be hearing this week from gun groups, victims organizations, and representatives of the video game industry on how the nation can curb gun violence. After last month's school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, President Barack Obama directed Vice President Joe Biden to lead a task force to come up with proposals for future legislation. A lawyer representing the only suspect in the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya says he's been released from custody because of a lack of evidence. The release of Ali Harzi in Tunisia appears to represent a blow to the investigation into the September 11th attack that killed the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. But Harzi has been told to stay close by. And stock futures are heading lower as the U.S. kicks off the first earnings season of 2013. Alcoa posts fourth quarter earnings after the markets closed today. There is early pressure on the markets from overseas. A number of unemployed people in the European Union is now at 18.8 million, and that is the most ever. Almost 11% of people living in the 17-nation bloc don't have jobs. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, John Steenhuisen, age 85, of Irwin, died Friday. Funeral services for John Steenhuisen will be held today at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Gladys Christensen, age 85, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gladys Christensen will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Stuva, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Stuva will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Marvin Miller, age 77, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Miller will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. James Donahue, age 86, of Omaha, died Thursday. Services for James Donahue will be tomorrow at noon at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merle Fay, age 93, of Corning, died Saturday in Lenox. Memorial services for Merle Fay will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Ritchie Funeral Home in Corning has the arrangements. And Emma Jean Photo, age 86, formerly of Oakland, died Sunday in Omaha. Private family services for Emma Jean Photo will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.